Welcome to Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry. It's your family, it's your finances, and it's your future. Home and Family Finance is brought to you by the Defense Credit Union Council, serving those who serve our country, and the Credit Union National Association. Now, here's the host of Home and Family Finance, Paul Berry.
And thank you so much for joining us here at Home and Family Finance. Always nice to be with you, and I hope you're getting through a cool day on a very hot time of the year. I mean, it really is hot. And speaking of things that are good and hot and new, we'll be talking with two people today that are involved in just that kind of thing. My guests today are going to be two people that have programs that are fairly new to some of us, not to all of us. Some are using their services already. Kevin Petrovic is co-founder of FlightCar. He'll be with us. And Keith Radford, who is the COO of Uber, general manager, if you will, of Uber in the city of Atlanta. He will join us as well. But let me just remind you of some things. When the global economy short-circuited and unemployment skyrocketed in 2008, many of us found ourselves short on income. But after the boom years of the early 2000s, many of us also had extra resources on hand, like living space, cars, even time. So as a resourceful country, we came up with a solution: the sharing economy built on collective consumption. The sharing economy, I'm talking about technology-based companies like Airbnb, Uber, and Elance. If I've got an extra room in my house, I can rent it out to a traveler on Airbnb. I got the extra income from my surplus of space. If I've got extra time on my hands, I can rent out my skills by the hour on Elance. I get extra income, and whoever hires me gets quick access to quality freelance work. Across the country, people are making the most of their unused assets and time, and web companies are springing up to match supply with demand and help make our economy much more efficient. That's collective consumption, and that's the basis of the new sharing economy, if you will. Today, we're going to talk to leaders from two companies that are contributing to the sharing economy. The first is Kevin Petrovic, a co-founder of FlightCar. We'll tell you how his company is trying to solve the twin problems of expensive airport parking and expensive car rental. And then we'll talk to Keith Radford, general manager, a company called Uber that turns idle car owners into part-time limousine drivers. And folks, it's working. By the end of the hour, we hope you'll have a clearer picture of how collective consumption has built today's sharing economy and what you can do to get in on the action. Our first guest, of course, as we indicated to you, and we're very pleased to have him on the show, is Kevin Petrovic, co-founder of FlightCar. Kevin, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Who came up with this idea, and what is the idea?
So it was me and my other co-founder, actually, and we were just discussing, like you said, these twin issues of expensive airport parking all over the country and also expensive car rentals. And we were discussing these sort of sharing economy concepts. And we decided that we might be able to solve these problems with the sharing economy with FlightCar. So FlightCar basically allows vehicle owners who are traveling to park their car for free with us at one of our facilities. In return, we rent out their car to other travelers fully insured. So for the owner, they get free parking, and they can make some money depending on how long the car is rented for. Mm-hmm. And the person renting the car gets a much better deal than with a standard rental car company.
Okay, so you can charge less for the car because there's no ownership issue here. I presume there is an insurance issue here somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. So we actually fully insure every rental up to $1 million. So the owner of every car is protected in case anything happens. So the owner's personal auto coverage is never involved. It's always our coverage that would step in case anything happens.
Fascinating, Kevin, that you've come up with this idea. What does Hertz and National and these other agencies think of your concept, of your program?
So I think that right now we're still pretty small and trying to, you know, figure out all the details and figure out how to grow pretty quickly. I do know that a lot of the larger rental car players definitely are looking at FlightCar and are looking at sort of what we're doing right now and what we're going to be doing in the future. Yeah. So I think they definitely are very interested.
Can you protect your idea, your concept? I mean, or can it, I guess anybody could do what you're doing, if they wanted to do it. Obviously, you have the ingenuity to get it done, but how do you protect your idea, Kevin?
So I think that one of the biggest advantages we have is simply being first and really working to tell people about Flycar and getting Flycar to as many airports as possible so that people can use it and people can experience it. Mm-hmm. So what we really love is people who can park their car at one airport and then actually rent a car at one of our other airports. Use both sides of it. We think it's really great and people really love it.
Okay, that's an idea. So in other words, as you grow, if I rented a car, say, in Detroit and I was flying to San Francisco, where you have the program working, you could do it. You could do it across country. You could do it in different cities.
Exactly. You could park your car on one end and then rent a car on the other end.
How many cities are you in now, Kevin?
Right now, we're already in three cities. We're in Boston, we're in San Francisco, and we're in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And we're opening a fourth city, which is Seattle, within about a month or so.
Why did you choose that route? Why did you do it in that? Was there any particular reason why you went to those cities first, or was it just where you were located and it was easier to get started?
So we like these cities for a number of reasons. We looked at so many different factors when choosing them. We look at the cost of parking, the cost of renting a car, how those prices change over time, how the seasonality looks. We look at how people have reacted and how people use existing sharing economy ideas in various cities. So we really did look very carefully at all of them, and we decided that these were the best to start at.
We're talking with Kevin Petrovic, who is co-founder and COO of Flycars. They're in three cities, folks. It's the world's first peer-to-peer car-sharing company to operate at airports. It helps people rent their car to other travelers and make extra cash. When we come back, we'll talk about how you can find out about this, how this work is working, and where they plan to go. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.
We want you to be a part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Or maybe just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
The new sharing economy, that's what we're talking about, collective consumption. And one of the examples of that is we're talking with Kevin Petrovic, who is the COO of Flycar. Now, you may not have heard about that. It's the world's first peer-to-peer car sharing company. You're flying out, you leave your car with Kevin's group. They take your car and rent it out to somebody that's coming in or that needs a car. You make money. You don't have to pay your fee, or at least I guess that's what you. I don't have to pay to park with you, Kevin. As long as I give you rights to use my car, is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the parking is free, guaranteed for the whole trip, regardless of if the car is rented or not.
Okay, so you rent the car out and I fly off to some other location. What you're saying is that hopefully, as you guys grow, you'll be able to say, "I've got a car for you at your destination." Is that right?
Yeah, we'd love to, because I think that it makes, owners of cars more comfortable when they know that, the renter of the car also has a car parked with us in a different city. People really love to be able to use the service on both sides, and the people that are traveling between our existing three markets right now are telling us that it's really great.
Kevin, one of the things I noted, too, here is that you've been able to convince other folks that this is a good idea. You're backed by some rather influential investors, movie actors or movie stars. How did you do that?
We basically just sort of shared our idea around to some people that we knew, some groups that we had worked with when starting the company, and people know people, and a lot of people were very interested in the idea. They thought it was really great, and they were sort of wondering why no one else had done it before. And so they wanted to back it, and they wanted to be a part of it.
So explain to me how you make your money in this deal. I mean, where does the dollars you get come from? The person that's renting the car, when they come in, is that where you pick up some of your money?
Yeah, exactly. We take the rental fee from the person renting the car. So we actually set the price as well. So it's optimally priced based on the demand and competing prices and a bunch of other factors. So we take that rental fee in. We pay the owner a little bit based on the amount the car is driven and what kind of car it is.
Right.
And then we take the rest. And use that to pay for the airport transportation service, you know, to and from our location.
Right, right.
To pay for all of the insurance policies that protect you and everything like that.
And what about the space? Isn't it expensive to get enough space to park cars somewhere around an airport, Kevin?
It's definitely not out of the question. I mean, we did think about a lot of different ways that we could do it, that we could do the model. But we thought that providing an experience that was as close as possible to an existing parking lot or an existing rental car, like agency or facility, would work the best for all of our users. So that's why we decided to go with this path to actually have our own dedicated location.
Okay. And I presume then that you're also creating jobs because somebody has to maintain your site and move the cars about, et cetera, et cetera. So are you, your employee base, how big is that and is it growing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we have new users coming in all the time. The company is growing really fast. So is the amount of employees. I think right now we're at about 55 employees total across all three of the parking lot locations in our main office, which handles support. We're adding them all the time.
And your main office is where, Kevin?
So it's located in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay, that's the main office in Cambridge. Now, and when I come back, I want to find out, well, as a matter of fact, now, if I were interested in renting a car, how would I reach you? What would I do?
We've got a great website. It's just flightcar.com. And it tells you really everything you need to know in case you're looking to either rent a car or to park your car instead. So you can take a look at how the process works. You can learn a little bit about how the insurance works as well. Make sure you're super comfortable with that. And, you know, it sort of goes over all of the possible risks and implications and sort of plays out a couple of different scenarios to make sure that you definitely understand, you know, exactly what we're offering and exactly, you know, what kind of protection you have in every case.
I think the operative word here is wow, Kevin, wow. CEO Kevin Petrovic is with us talking about Flight Car. He's one of three co-founders. When we come back, we'll find out what the rental fee would be for you and some other questions that you may have about using Flight Car. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. Listening to Home and Family Finance on Radio America. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and we thank you for joining us. Our program sponsors are CUNA, the Credit Union National Association, and the Defense Credit Union Council. We thank them for their continued support of the program dedicated to making all of us smarter consumers. The Defense Credit Union Council and its member credit unions believe that financial readiness equals mission readiness and supports the efforts of Military Saves in their dedication to improving the financial well-being of our troops. Military Saves is a year-round campaign that seeks to motivate, support, and encourage military families to save money, reduce debt, and to build wealth. As part of the Department of Defense's financial readiness campaign, Military Saves acts as a resource center for information on financial education and counseling. Check out its links to useful websites for military families where they can learn better money management and can find partners who can help military members achieve their financial goals. Military Saves. Set a goal, make a plan, save automatically. Go to militarysaves.org for more information and take the Savers Pledge today. My guest today, Kevin Petrovic, a co-founder and COO of Flight Car. The company is doing some new things, folks, things that have never been done before. Kevin is providing an opportunity for you, if you are in the three cities, and he'll name them here, that you can drive over, take your car, leave it with them, not pay a fee. As a matter of fact, end up making a dollar or two, depending upon the length of your rental. And come back, pick up your car, and off you go. It sounds great. So what's the downside of this, Kevin? Is there one?
Well, I mean, you do get some miles put on your car, but we do put a mileage limit for all rentals, you know, to try to keep that under control for you. But I think most people are super, super happy with their experience, and they come back again and again. So I think most people will find that it works really well.
So I guess when the person brings that car back before you come back, the car is cleaned up and put back in the shape it was when you left it there.
Yeah, absolutely. We clean and wash the car both before and after any rentals.
Yeah.
You know, we'll also take out the owner's items in case they left anything in the car, stuff like that.
Okay. And how much money am I likely to make on this deal from you? If I come back, you're going to give me back my car and a few dollars? Is that right?
Yeah. So for, you know, for example, let's say a 1 week trip, if you're departing out of Boston. So parking in Boston is about $18 a day, usually. So right off the bat, you save $126.
Right.
And say your car is rented for, you know, maybe 5 days or so. It might be like a 2005 or 2006 sedan, thinner car, something like that.
Yeah.
You might be able to make an additional, like $30, $35 in cash as well, in addition to that $125 that you saved.
Oh, okay, so I come back, I get maybe $35, clean car, off the chart, and I didn't pay a thing to park.
Yep,
okay.
That's exactly right.
All right, let me put on the hat of the consumer, the guy that comes in to rent the car from you. Okay, I know about it because I've heard about it. What do you know about me?
Well, so we actually do like a driving history check for all of our renters. So what that means is we go and we look up your DMV driving history to check if you have any speeding tickets or any other kind of like violations or accidents. So you can't have more than two violations or accidents in the past 3 years. You can't have any major ones either. That would be like a DUI,
right,
in order to be eligible to rent. So we use those criteria to make sure that the owner's cars are very safe.
Okay, that's smart, and that's part of the, signing up the membership fee there. Now, what is it going to cost me on a day to rent the car from you?
Yeah, so our prices are all over the board, depending on the season and the location and what kind of car. It starts from like $15 a day, and it in some cases it goes all the way up to like $150 a day for a really, really nice car at a peak holiday time.
Okay, so depending upon the car, you're going to charge me something, but I'll bet you guarantee it's less than what Avis would charge me.
For sure, yeah. We make sure we have very competitive pricing to deliver value, you know, both to the owner of the car and the person renting the car as well.
Sure, sure. Well, Kevin, what a grand idea! I mean, it's going to be interesting. What's your curve for growth? How many airports will you be in by the end of the year?
So, like I said, we're in three right now: Boston, San Francisco, and LA. We're opening Seattle very soon, and we hope to be in an additional two or three before the end of the year.
And if I want to learn more, where do I go?
So our website has all the information. It's just flightcar.com. You can also call us, email us with any specific questions you might have. You know, we'll be happy to answer any specific or general questions at all.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin Petrovic, my guest. Thanks for being with us, Kevin. Good luck with your business. Come back and let's talk again in another year, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to Home and Family Finance.